page three consent agenda item?
Yes, sir. We have one consent item today. For the record, I'll read the project description. This is Ann N. Metham is requesting authorization to retain and repair a 5-foot by 14-foot pier, an unauthorized 8-foot by 13-foot pier, remove an existing unauthorized boathouse, 3-foot by 10-foot pier, and construct a new 5-foot wide by 35-foot long private open pile pier with a 24-foot by 29-foot dual slip open-sided boathouse and a 12-foot by 32-foot floating dock at property at 275 Necco Land Road, situated along Powhatan Creek in James City County. In this case, the applicant has agreed to pay a civil charge of $1,000 in lieu of further enforcement action for the piers that were constructed without prior authorization that encroach over state-owned submerged lands. In this case, if you're familiar with Powhatan Creek, it's a fairly narrow waterway, and Ms. Netham's late husband built a number of piers along that property for their use, not realizing that additional permits were required for the separate piers along that shoreline. It's not unusual for folks with property along narrow waterways to build serval-like docking facilities rather than one large pier with all the slips off of it at the end. So we think that's basically what happened here. Ms. Netham and her family were trying to restore some of the piers and were seeking permits to do some new work down there when we visited the site and realized that was more there than we had a record of and was not permitted, and that they've agreed to the civil charge payment in lieu of any further enforcement action, and as a result, we'd recommend approval of the after-the-fact portions and the new boathouse with the $1,000 civil charge assessment.
Okay. Is Ms. Metham here or represented?
Yes.
Ma'am, would you come forward, please? Good morning, ma'am. Come to the podium. Thank you. Ms. Bethel, would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. You've heard the presentation by Mr. Watkinson. Is it your agreement to pay the $1,000 civil charge in lieu of any other further action?
Yes, and I would like to do it today.
Well, that is certainly a change, believe me. And I think the Commonwealth would gladly take it today. Are there any questions of Ms. Metham?
My husband's grandfather bought this land in an acreage in 1910, so it's been in the family a long time.
Okay. Good deal. I'm sure it's a very pretty piece of property as well. So, all right. Thank you, ma'am. Any questions? Again, no questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Went through the public, the entire public interest review, no opposition by property owners, anything like that?
That's correct. We have gone through the public interest review and no objections to the project.
All right. The matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Dr. Neal to approve staff recommendation with the agreement of paying $1,000 civil charge. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Any further consent agenda items or anything from Habitat?
No, sir, other than our orchard ground plan.
Okay.
Plan grant application.
All right.